This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
Drug maker Merck said Friday that its experimental COVID-19 pill reduced hospitalizations and deaths by half in people recently infected with the coronavirus, potentially a leap forward in the global fight against the pandemic. At a news conference Friday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said the Merck findings are obviously good news.
The data are impressive. There was a 50% diminution. Of importance is that in the placebo group, there were 8 deaths, and in the treatment group, there were no deaths. That's also very important and very good news.
The company said it would soon ask health officials in the United States and around the world to authorize the pill's use. A decision from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could come within weeks after that, and the drug, if okayed, could be distributed quickly soon afterward. If cleared, it would be the first pill shown to treat COVID-19. California has announced the United States' first coronavirus vaccine mandate for school children. Governor Gavin Newsom said Friday the mandate would not take effect until the COVID-19 vaccine has received final approval from the U.S. government for various grade levels.
We're all exhausted by this pandemic. We're exhausted by the seasonality of it. We're exhausted by these variants, these mutations. And we're all left wondering as we now move through the summer surge, not just here in California, but across this country, what lies in front of us.
California will mandate the vaccine in kindergarten through sixth grades once the federal government gives final approval for anyone aged 5 and older. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden headed to Capitol Hill Friday as Democrats strained to rescue a scaled-back version of his $3.5 trillion government overhaul plan and to salvage a related public works bill after days of frantic negotiations resulted in no deal. Speaking to reporters, the president said he would take however long he needs to get a deal on his bills.
It doesn't matter when. It doesn't matter whether it's been 6 minutes, 6 days, or 6 weeks. We're going to get it done.
The president huddled with House Democrats in a private meeting that was part instructional, part morale booster for the tattered caucus of lawmakers, telling them he wanted both bills passed regardless of the time it takes. According to a person in the room who was granted anonymity, Biden discussed a compromise top line of $1.9 trillion to $2.3 trillion instead of the more than $4 trillion originally proposed. President Biden's popularity has dropped after a slew of crises, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
A new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows 50% of people approve of the job the president is doing, while 49% disapprove. In August, 54% approved. And in July, Biden had 59% approval. The results come as Americans process the military evacuation from Afghanistan, mounted border patrol agents charging at Haitian refugees, the Delta variant threat to the coronavirus, and the legislative drama of Biden trying to get his infrastructure and tax policies through Congress. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Former Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili has been arrested less than one day after he announced he had returned to the country. Prime Minister Irakli Garibashvili said the former president had been taken to a penitentiary but did not say where. Saakashvili was president between 2004 and 2013. Saakashvili left the country soon after the 2013 election. In 2018, Georgian courts convicted and sentenced him to up to 6 years in prison. Lieutenant Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, who led last month's coup in Guinea, has been sworn in as transitional president at a ceremony in the capital on Friday. Doumbouya will serve as president of the transitional government that will remain in place until it determines an election date. The military junta members say that they overthrew former President Alpha Conde because of corruption and mismanagement. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.